But so basically, you are educated to do these tests.
I am enthusiastic to do them, and education helps.
Offshore wind energy has gone through tremendous developments in recent years. Innovation was a key driver for its success. If offshore wind wants to make a lasting contribution to the energy transition, the sector must continue to innovate. I am David De Jager of GROW, a consortium with a joint research program in offshore wind. In this podcast series, I want to give you an impression of the key research and innovations that will shape the future of offshore wind.
Well, I'm here at Deltares, at GeoLab, and I'm here together with Jihan Gengis and Tom Peters of Deltares. Jihan, you are a consultant researcher, and you're going to tell me a little bit more about the test that we are going to do in a minute. But good morning, and thank you for having us.
Likewise. Thank you for coming, and I hope to show you how we do our testing and give you a bit more about insights about the testing in general.
And I'm here with Tom Peters, who is an expert advisor. Good morning, Tom. We are here to witness a test that is part of the OPIS project. What is OPIS, and what are we? What is Jihan going to illustrate to us in a minute?
Yeah, OPIS is one of our research projects. It focuses on pile penetration through scour protection.
And scour. When I first entered the offshore wind business, it was a new word to me.
Yeah.
So what is scour? What is it good for? And what has it to do with wind turbines?
Yeah, so wind turbines, of course, are founded in the seabed. And we use large monopiles, we call them. So big piles, which we install in the seabed. And due to waves and currents, you get all kinds of scouring around a pile, which means that the seabed is lowered, and that influences the stability of the pile.
You can see that on the beach. If you see these wooden piles, then they basically it looks as if it erodes.
Yeah,
around
exactly,
the pile.
Exactly. That's exactly the effect that's happening. That you don't want that because it influences the whole stability of the wind turbine. And for that reason, you place a scour protection layer, which is basically stones, rocks, around the monopile. And that can be a big area. Eh? It can be tens of meters diameter.
And in this OPIS project, which stands for? What does stand OPIS for?
Optimization of pile installation through scour protection.
And the word here is through pile scour.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Because what is the normal practice in this whole layout of scour installation?
So normally the approach is that a contractor first places a filter layer on the seabed, which is smaller stones, maybe half a meter or so. And then they bring in the pile, they install the pile through this filter layer. And then a second time the ships comes and they install much bigger rocks. They call it the armor layer on top of the filter layer, about maybe 1.5 meters thickness. And so the complete scour protection is then 2 meters. That's basically what the standard procedure is at the North Sea nowadays.
And the filter layer, how much these rocks? How what is the diameter of a or the size of a rock?
A fist.
Okay, something like that, or smaller maybe. Jihan, you're nodding.
Could be as big as a fist. Could be smaller.
Smaller as well. Yeah. And the second layer. These
are really bigger stones. Eh? So up to 70 centimeters. So because you need to wait, the stones should remain there. Of course, if you have, for example, storms.
And if I understand it correctly, you say, well, let's do it in one go.
Yeah.
And then go with the piles through both layers in one go, and then you have to do it once.
Yeah.
But that means that you go through a layer of these 1.5 meter.
Yeah. 2 meters.
2 meters. Yeah. Of these 70 centimeter type or of magnitude rocks. And yeah, I can imagine that will be a challenge.
Yeah, exactly. That is and basically that is the question, one of the main questions and the main goal of the whole research. To understand much better this penetration of a pile through a scour protection layer. And see if it is feasible to do this this installation through the whole scour protection using self-weight of the pile, because it's a big weight. You can just place it up, it will already sink in. But also use other technologies like impact hammering, vibro hammering, etc.
What is the order of magnitude that you can have in terms of cost reduction if you do it like this?
Yeah, if you talk about a wind farm of 1 gigawatt, we estimate that the cost savings would be in the order of 3 million. But yeah, what you have to realize that the plans of the Dutch government up to 2030 are to install a lot of these piles. And we're talking about numbers over 1,000 installations. So that is the main advantage, that it is going to be reused a lot of times.
What's the other risk of this new idea of going through both scour layers?
Yeah, the main risk, of course, is that the pile gets stuck in the layer. And what to do then? So you have to ship this huge pile in your crane and it stops. So what are you going to do? And that's why we also look in the application of fibro hammering and impact hammering.
And I can also imagine that the rocks can damage the pile. Is that also a concern?
Yeah, that's also part of the research. So we look at what we call the integrity of the pile. The pile also has a coating. So we are aware of this problem, and we're looking into that as well.
We are here at the test flume of the Deltares. What is a flume?
Yeah, a flume is basically a big pit in our laboratory. It has a length here of I think maybe 100 meters. It's about 5 meters deep. It has a width of the maximum width about 20 meters, and we have all kinds of facilities here to do experiments. And yeah, what we are looking at now is basically a scale model of a scour protection. So a sand bed with on top of them the stones. But it's a scale model, so the stones are much smaller than in reality.
And you can create your own seabed. So if I want to have dense sand, we make dense sand for you.
That's, yeah, exactly. Yeah. So we have a system here to make the model of the seabed at a certain density.
Thanks, Ton, for this introduction. Now we move to Tihan. So, okay, I understand. Ton explained why this could work, but then I'm going to ask you: what is the test? What are the tests that you did, and that we're going to watch in a moment, to get more data and knowledge about this process? What are the challenges from a more scientific approach?
So, the testing that we have carried out so far, we firstly wanted to understand the basic physics of a plate going through the rock. That data isn't available in the current literature that we have, so we had to create our own database. But while doing that, we consulted with the consortium partners, and we tried to mimic the offshore scour protection layers as good as we could in a scaled model, meaning that if the reality is, let's say, a meter tall, the scour protection layer depth, then we shrunk it down to 10 centimeters. Yeah. So we had 1 in 10 model, and in that model we have ran several tests, close to in the order of 700 tests so far, to be able to understand the governing physics. And once we were done with plate testing, then we moved on to model scale piles, and we studied how they puncture through the scour protection layer, basically how we can push the plate through the rock layer. And we were watchfully curious about the damage that we might induce on the pile too, because this is a concern.
And today we have the next stage of your test, and basically today is the last day of the test series. So what are we looking at and going to hear and see in a moment?
Well, today, because we want to faithfully replicate what's happening offshore, majority of our testing was tests where we prescribed, where we dictated what the displacement needs to be. Here, we are going to have a model scale pile, as you see before you. On top of it, we have a model scale vibrohammer.
The diameter of the pile is roughly?
It's a modest diameter. It's about 32 centimeters outside diameter.
Yeah.
So it's 1 in 30th of a real monopile, let's say. And we are going to try to let this assembly touch down to the rock layer. Its own mass will make sure that it buries itself into the rock. And we have carefully engineered it so that it won't go through all the rock layer we have. And then we are going to turn on a vibro hammer, which is a hammer that accelerates up and down, mm-hmm. exciting the pile. And then we are going to let it penetrate into the rock and then the sand, the model seabed, so that we simulate what's happening on shore, offshore.
Yeah, and okay, that is we see some movement, but mm-hmm. I understand. I can imagine that it's loaded with sensors at the same time. So what are you, type of data are you collecting?
Indeed, it's heavily instrumented. We are firstly wanting to know what the displacement is. So in the tower, in the wooden tower that you see, there is a hidden laser displacement sensor. We don't want the laser beam to come in contact with our eye, so it's in a box. Mm-hmm. And it is targeted on a paddle. That's the displacement bit. We have a load cell on the top bit that is connecting the entirety of the assembly to the crane. The shiny part is a load cell, so we know the so-called hook load in industry terms.
Yeah, so basically the weight.
Yeah, indeed, the weight. Yeah. And we have accelerometers and all types of other sensors on top of on the assembly.
And underneath the water level, do we have any sensors there in the soil?
Not in this particular test, but in our upcoming series, which is going to be with larger diameter piles, we will heavily instrument the soil too.
So, what will be the next stage of this project?
In the next stage, we are going to test a model pile, which will have an outside diameter about 1.5 to 2 meters, reasonably large pile.
We're getting serious now.
Indeed. and that pile will be even heavily instrumented, probably with fiber optic strain sensors and accelerometers and all sorts of other instrumentation that we use here. But also the ground beneath the pile will be instrumented with total pressure sensors, pore water pressure gauges, and other sensors to be able to pick up the stress state we induce on the soil.
Are you convinced that it will work and that it will be the solution for the future? Or are there still a lot of questions and uncertainties that first have to be understood?
I must say it's very promising, but we have to be absolutely sure before we roll it out, of course. So far, it is very promising. It will cut costs. It will cut carbon footprint of a project. But we must understand that it is absolutely reliable before we roll it out and use it.
I think maybe we could do that, but there are more questions, but maybe let's start the test and see what's happening. I try to describe. So I see a pile of 32 centimeters, thank you, hanging in a hook. Mm-hmm. And in a moment, it's going down, and I see a kind of water pond with gravel.
Yes.
Underneath, there's sand. Well, maybe command the engineers to let the test start and describe what we see if you like.
So currently, we are hanging. So hook load is 100% of the assembly load. It's pile and our model vibro hammer and any other miscellaneous loads that we have. So now our load cell is reading all of that load. Soon we will begin lowering the pile, and the pile tip will touch down on top of the model scale scar protection. When that happens, we will hear crushing or grinding sounds, and the pile will bury itself, penetrate based on its weight. But it won't go all the way in, and we will wait for a bit so that we get that ambient data, and then we are going to turn on the vibro. So if Marcel now will lower the crane, so we will get the initial touchdown and we can see how that happens. So we begin data acquisition.
Laser is switched on for the displacement.
Yes.
What is the accuracy of that? Do you know that?
It is accurate to 1/10 of a millimeter.
Okay. That's better than I can do.
We first touch down without any vibro hammering, but you hear in the background the hydraulic power pack that's also starting up.
Pile is lowering now.
We have touchdown. And now our ceiling is loose, so pile is standing on the gravel.
Yeah. And how many centimeters is it now, do you think?
I can see about maybe 8 centimeters or so of penetration.
Okay. Yeah, probably. Just by its own weight.
Yes. Yeah. And we will begin vibrating.
Yeah, okay.
We
We see now the pile going through the scour layer, lowering in a steady pace. And now it's being pulled out. And now I've tried to estimate what the depth was, 1 meter or something like that.
We have some markings on the pile. Yep. We calibrated it to go in about 70 centimeters, definitely. Not a bad guess.
Yep.
You could see after the pile has been extracted, you could see the wake of fine material coming out.
Indeed.
It's slowly kind of moving.
And why are you using a fiber hammer? Because today, these days, you still use impact hammers to do it. So why not use a conventional hammer for this experiment?
Good question indeed. We chose to go with the vibro hammer for this particular exercise with a very small minority of testing. In general, most of our testing had to do with sulfate penetration, which is only the sheer mass of the pile penetrating into the rock. And we just wanted to study the effects of vibro hammering in this particular case. And impact hammering could have been in our scope. Maybe we'll include it in the Opus 2.
In the follow-up. Yeah. So Tom, back to you. This is a research project under Grow with different partners. Can you tell us a little bit more about your partners in this project?
Well, I think the interesting thing with this research project is that we have all kinds of stakeholders involved in this research. So we have the wind farm developers and operators. We have the contractors on board. We have suppliers collaborating with us. Suppliers of equipment, suppliers of the stones. So the whole value chain is incorporated in this project. And what I want to add is that I find this kind of research in collaboration with industry very well, because it really helps us as a research institute Deltares to focus on industry needs. And that's why we have a lot of communication with the industry to make sure that the research that we do is really valuable in practice.
So looking ahead, when do you think, if everything goes according to plan, when do you think that the first monopile will be installed in real life through a scour protection? What is your ambition?
Yeah, my ambition is that we finalize the project by the end of next year.
2024?
Yes, and that then we have sufficient information for the next year to start considering installing a pile, a full-scale pile offshore. Of course, there we still need to find partners, funding, etc., etc.
And that could be, let's say, one pile in a commercial project or still as a demo. But still, of course, just installing a pile just for the fun of it, that's a
lot
of money.
But I think also during the project now, so already the database that we have now filled with all kinds of data of pile penetration is already valuable when contractors are evaluating a certain scour protection and how to install their piles. And that will grow during the project.
Yeah, even if you would not, if you do it still in two rounds, there are still a lot of lessons that could be learned from these tests that you're doing here.
Yeah.
We always ask, were there any things, maybe you, Ton or Cihan, things that kept you awake during the night? You'd be like, oh.
I can add one thing is that during the proposal stage, we anticipated using a facility in Hanover in Germany, but that facility is booked until 25. So that's why we are looking at alternatives. And that kept me awake a bit, because that was a big disappointment.
Yeah. So that's why you might either move here in Delft at another location, or maybe even go to the UK to the test site.
Exactly.
But you are now confident that will be solved.
Yeah, we will find a solution for that.
How do you get here in a laboratory at Deltares? What is your educational background, Tom?
For me, myself?
Yeah.
Mine is, I studied electronics. So I'm coming from a completely different field, but I'm working here at Deltares for a longer period of time. So I'm interested in the research, but I'm functioning more as a project manager. overseeing these projects and working together with brilliant colleagues like Gian.
Well, let's go to the brilliant colleague. Gian, what is your background, educational background?
I'm a civil engineer by training. I have a master's in geotechnical engineering. I have a PhD in geotechnical earthquake engineering.
Earthquake engineering, okay.
Yeah. Indeed. And I have pursued research associate positions and research fellow positions in the United Kingdom.
But basically, you are educated to do these tests.
I am enthusiastic to do them, and education helps.
That's also nice formulated.
What I wanted to add is that we work in a team here. Eh? So it's us two, but there are more people involved. And of course, also
the technicians.
Our fantastic technicians that we have working here. And it's basically a team effort.
Tom, so what would be the outcome and how could the industry of this project and how could the industry use it?
Basically, we have... So we have the data set, what I already mentioned, as an output, and not only these tests, but also the tests to come. Then we use this data set to validate a numerical simulation environment. And in that environment, we can work on solutions once it's validated. So for example, a different tip design of the pile, or a different design of the scour protection layer. So what we call a donut design. That are options that we can explore. And the other thing that comes out of it is, especially for engineering, a tool to estimate in a given scour protection situation and what will be the penetration force under self-rate penetration. And so that's a clear answer that would come out of this piece of modeling.
In the contractors are looking at a site, do they design the scour protection, or is this just now we just put a layer there?
No. It's really a design. Yes, of course. And there are all kinds of guidelines. Also, Deltares have done a lot of research on the scour protection.
So that's engineering work. It's not just let's put some rocks on the bottom.
Yeah, no. Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, then I really understand that you need a good model for this new approach for that. Gian, Tom, thank you very much for having us here and explaining the project and how what you want to achieve. I wish you all the best and looking forward to meet you again and hear about the outcome.
Okay.
Thank you for coming.
Yeah. Yes, thanks.
Okay.
The research presented in this podcast series is supported by TKI Wind op Zee and the Netherlands Enterprise Agency. Would you like to learn more about this research? Check out the show notes where you'll find a reference to the Grow to Go web magazine.